Paul, what goes into the decision to bring Eric Comrie up, and will he play tomorrow?
He's playing tomorrow. He's had two really good years, battled hard, played big minutes, so that the next time Eric gets in a game, it won't be his first.
What have you heard about the year he's had down there this year specifically in terms of his growth?
Yeah, you know what? He's a guy that I think at his size needs to play a couple years pro to get the feel of the game. Excellent low coverage, real good positioning in the net. And we've known all along, not something that we've learned, this is as high a character person as we have in our organization, his compete level, his positive attitude. There should be a payoff for doing all the right things all the time. But you have to play well, and he's played well.
Does he get the same speech, or is it different for a goalie?
No, he's getting pretty much the same speech. Yeah, a little different animal there. You can make a mistake up front and nobody's going to call you on it, but a red light points at you if you do there. So tell him to relax and enjoy it.
You decided Roslovic will play tomorrow?
Yeah, Roscoe's playing tomorrow as well. Yeah.
Paul, what kind of reports have you gotten on Roslovic and what do you expect?
All year, you know. So we've got a real skilled, excellent, strong skating center iceman that's made the adjustment from amateur to pro quite well. It's funny, I mean, we'll put him in the Nick Ehlers, and a lot of our young players that come in that skate really well skate all the time, constantly, and they need at times not to, right? Stopping and starting, all the hard things that have to happen to a game. He's made great improvement in that area.
Paul, you spent enough time here to know what that means to this market.
For sure.
Have a kid like that come up and make his debut.
All of the new markets in the National Hockey League, especially in the States, where teams really put an important effort into the community, and as a father was part of that here, saw the Columbus Blue Jackets program and actually coached with the Columbus Blue Jackets special hockey team, and my kids did as well. So we were living here, we saw the effort that this organization, and it's a strong organization in that. I think they do a wonderful job with their kids in the young program here. To start being able to produce players is so important. Well, for us, because we get a great player, but for the 5-year-old kid in Columbus area to have somebody that's homegrown to look up to, so it's really, really critical. But a great payoff. They've made a really strong commitment. I think that would be true of a lot of these NHL teams that have come into markets and they were new to the market. They've done wonderful things for the children in the community.
Was that part of the timing of it at all? Knowing where you were going to be and how close he was?
For sure. Like, we knew that we wanted to get him in a game. We think he had earned that right, and we're in a position where we can do that right now. Coming to Columbus, letting his family and his friends take it in, it seemed to make sense.
Well, forgive my timeline here. When you were here in Columbus, did you see him play, or do you remember that
no,
name?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I didn't know how that overlapped.
I spent half the time I was here, I was in Russia, so I missed a fair amount of my family was here.
Development program then.
Correct.
Yeah.
Based on the calendar with the way it looks, Michael Hutchinson may have played his last game for the season. 5-1 in his last 6 starts. What did you see from him?
Well, he got back into the net, got an opportunity, made the most of it. His compete was real good. You know, he was... I think we played a better game in front of him that gave him a chance. I think our penalty killing gave him fewer looks to have to handle. That's been true of both our goaltenders, but he back kind of that aggressive, high-energy goaltender. Some guys are patient and calm in the net. It just looks like he fought very hard for pucks.
Plans to get Kyle Connor back in tomorrow too, or maybe Saturday?
We would look further down the line, yeah. Which would have been a great answer like in February, but yeah, we'll look for Nashville for Kyle.
And Tyler Myers?
Still no final word yet. We wait to see how he comes off. He moved better today than yesterday, so there's been an improvement. You saw that he would jump back into the drill at the end to get an extra rotation through out there. Not a taxing practice today, so still hard to say.
Any concerns with the guys who were not out there?
No, I don't think so. I think they're all going.
Who are you going to play Jack with, if you don't mind me?
No, you know what? I can't. And I don't, because I haven't told the people that are coming out, and they need to hear that from me first.